I'm in a journey for my next dream. I know it's hard and chance of success is only 10%. Still wanna try the 10% and I never lose hope till the last day I leave this country. I always tried following my dream since my school level. Graduation I wanted to take study outside Kerala but my parents didn't agree. I sacrificed 1 year and finally they agreed. I know it made my parents sad but I believed it may help my life. Life is all about exploring things. I wish to learn computer repairing, 3D designing, web development. I achieved all in several years. Before my marriage I want to complete my post-graduation Master of Commerce, already wrote first year on last June 2016. One of the uncompleted dream is to learn violin. I went for classes but couldn't complete due to some situation. Watch video. I know to achieve some dreams I disobeyed my parents. All of their restriction is because of they loving me so much and they always want to see me play around in safe zone. Kerala community is more in relationhood than chasing their own dream. My journey taught me good and bad lessons but I am not regret on anything and I will never, when decisions are only my own. Small dreams are over, now all in front of me are bigger and long term. In 2013 I asked my dad around 100,000 Indian rupee, that is 1 lakh Indian rupees, to go to Singapore for finding a job. But he was only willing to pay to find job in Gulf countries. He is afraid, he thought I may be in trouble if I go Singapore. No relative or friend to support in Singapore. But in Gulf, Middle East, there are many Keralites though. I believe if we are willing to do, God shows the way. I told my dad that time, fine, I go Gulf, find money to go there in Singapore. Now I earned from Qatar, currently in Singapore for finding job. Why we need to afraid to go a strange country? The way is visible as long as we have strong desire. I came here on Jan 2016, 1 month, in tourist visa and returned. Got only one interview calls after more than 1,000 emails even though I have good education and job experience. But unfortunately no foreign quota. Here priority for nationalities even in local shops. That's good for a country but not foreigner's tongue. But I don't wanna drop. So I am here again on July 2016. This would be my last try. If I am not succeeding, within 6 years will fly to Canada, my dream country. I seek advice only if I wanted to. But in my community there are some to give free advisors. When I resigned my Qatar job, one of my flatmate came to know that I am going Singapore. He called me and advised, don't go there, it's hard get job in Singapore. I simply heard and hang up phone. I don't like anyone to interfere my life dreams. I am not blaming, sometime they are caring me. I have clear picture on my path how much it's hard, job hunt in Singapore. Even things are hard. Still there is something called luck. Luck comes only actions applied. Till now I didn't get any single interview call. No worries. You guys also pray for me. God can do any miracles. Success and failure is part of dream. But people only accept success. That's a bad mentality. When someone say to me he ran a business but end up in failure, I see them with respect. Man, he took guts to do it. If I didn't get job here there would be still some people say I already told you, you cannot find job here and simply washed out money. They see me as loser and think I am sad. Guys, it's quite natural, even my SG travel is a failure. I am successfully returning back with many things. Experience, friends, idea about a beautiful country and many more. Always money is not the criteria of success. Guys, we have many dream. With God blessing we born perfect. You heard Nick Vujicic, Sean Stevenson, Lizzie Velasquez. How they became success in life. They decided to fight against their disabilities as strength. If they just sit at a place, success never reach at them. Before die from this world. I wish to write my name somewhere which people cannot forget. I do many things on social platform which people may see as crazy. Some people ask me what's the purpose of keep on paying for website worldquotes.in when there is no income. I believe someday it will hit an internet world. Internet is one of the best tool to reach you out there. We cannot grow without mistakes. An interviewer asked Bill Gates what's his secret of success. He said double the failure rate. But guys, we have to learn lesson from that failure. Please, please don't disappoint anyone who try to follow their crazy dream. They know themselves better than any other. They are not asking any money from you. If you can't encourage, just wish them best of luck. Everyone have many dreams in their mind, but many are afraid to pursue because of society talk and chance of failure. Remember, life is short, and when you die, never regret things which we never tried. I am ending with the famous quote of Les Brown: the graveyard is the richest place on earth, because it is here that you will find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled, the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, the cures that were never discovered, all because someone was too afraid to take that first step, keep with the problem, or determined to carry on their dream. Thank you. To read my other writing, visit blog.nizsky.com and click my talk menu. With love, your friend, Niz Kanan Shri.